Well, Jack, the emergency manager law has been in the news a lot this week. Let's start with the latest on the possible Detroit consent agreement. Where do things stand?
Well, the emergency review team, Christina, yesterday found the city, no surprise, to be in a state of financial emergency, and they have until March 26 to decide whether to recommend a consent agreement or to recommend the appointment of an emergency manager.
But now there's this court case that won't let a consent agreement go forward. As of now, what's happening there?
It's all very complex. There's a Ingham County circuit judge who ruled that the financial review team had violated the state's Open Meetings Act. This has been the case in a number of other emergency managers. And he put everything on hold. They said they couldn't come to any consent agreement without his say-so. And he set the next hearing for March 29th. Well, that's after the governor's deadline. And so the state is appealing that. So if that can be worked out, and the city and the state still have to come to some kind of a compromise and a consent agreement, or the city will get an emergency manager.
Let's talk about the emergency manager situation in Flint. Dane Walling is back as mayor. What's going on there?
Well, there's a judge, Rosemarie Aquilina, who I've known for a long time, a woman with a lot of integrity, who again said that the whole process violated the state's Open Meetings Act. Now, this is an act that says that the deliberations of public bodies have to be open to the public. And the financial review team didn't always work that way, and it hasn't in a lot of processes. This is all uncharted waters for Michigan. And she said, as a result, the mayor and the city council are back in power, and the emergency manager's out since they didn't follow the prescribed procedure. Of course, they're appealing that, too, to the State Court of Appeals. In a worst-case scenario, I guess they'd have to do the whole process over, but the odds are that Flint eventually will be back under an emergency manager, almost certainly Mr. Brown, who's been there, Mike Brown.
This is a lot of moving parts. What is the status of the emergency manager law itself?
Well, that's one more wrinkle, Christina. A group that wants the emergency manager law repealed has filed signatures to put it on the ballot in November. They probably have enough signatures, but the state has to certify them first. Once a state certifies that they have enough signatures, if they do, which will happen within the next month, the emergency manager law will then go on hold. It'll be suspended until the people vote on it. What happens then? I talked to Joe Harris, who's the emergency manager in Benton Harbor, and he told me that everybody's pretty sure it reverts to the old emergency financial manager law. So you'd have an emergency financial manager instead of an emergency manager, the difference being the mayor and the council would still lose power, but the difference being that the emergency financial manager doesn't have the power to void union contracts and do some other things. So, you know, this is all a very complex situation. Meantime, a couple other places, Muskegon Heights Schools, for example, look like they're going to have an emergency manager, and the plot gets thicker and thicker.
With all of these twists and turns, what would you suggest Michiganders pay attention to? What is important for people to know about?
Well, the most important thing, I think, for the state, Christina, and that's a very good question, is the situation in Detroit. Detroit runs out of money to pay its bills in April, sometime in April. That forces the state to intervene. And the question is, are they going to be able to put together a consent agreement under which the city has some role in straightening out its affairs, or are they just going to send an emergency manager? Now, the governor made an initial proposal last week. The city countered with a proposal that most people think is quite unrealistic. And I imagine that behind the scenes, talks are going to try to come to some kind of a compromise, but the clock's running out.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks for your insight.
My pleasure.